Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Starting a business, even a small business, even a side hustle, can be a daunting task, especially when it comes to legal requirements and paperwork. Of course, it doesn't have to be daunting. A big thing of what we try to do here is create simplicity and reduce some of that complication and say, really, you know, all you need is a product or a service, a group of people willing to buy it, even just one customer, actually, one customer, one client, and a means of exchanging payment. That's pretty much it for a side hustle. But today's caller, Alex, is new to the web development business, and they're looking for guidance on how to establish a legal structure. Okay, so that stuff is important as well. And naturally, they want to make sure they set it up in a way that's efficient and effective. But they're also not sure where to start. So let's see if we can help Alex find a solution to this challenge. And by the way, my name's Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School. So glad you're out there. Detailed question coming up after the break.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Good morning. My name is Alex, and I'm calling from Miami, Florida. I found this podcast through a Google search for resources for side hustlers. I've just started offering web development services, and I got the idea after realizing that many small businesses need help with their websites but can't afford to hire a full-time developer. I'm eager to establish a solid legal structure for my business, but I'm not sure where to start. Can you offer any advice on how to set up a legal structure for my side hustle in a way that is efficient and effective?
Hey, Alex, thanks for calling in from Miami. So glad you found the show and that you're taking the step to turn your web development skills into a side hustle. All right, so a couple of practical tips that can help here. First things first, research your options. You got a few different legal structures to choose from. You could just remain a sole proprietor. Nothing wrong with that at all. I did that for many years. Eventually, I created a corporation, an S-Corp. You can also create a limited liability company or LLC. So do a bit of research on it. You may also want to consult a professional, depending on your jurisdiction. Well, we know Alex is in Miami, but we have a global community of people out there. And then once you've made that decision, you just got to register it. And most of the time, it's pretty simple. You have to file some articles of incorporation. You have to obtain any necessary licenses or permits. But honestly, this is something that can usually be done very quickly for less than a few hundred dollars online. Sometimes a business license is just $50, depending on again, where you live. And you also want to, as you go along, keep accurate records. You know, make sure to keep accurate records of all your business transactions, including income and expenses, of course. It's going to help you stay organized. It will also be useful whenever you have to provide documentation to an accountant or the government or anybody else that you need. So if you do those things, that will make sure you are in compliance and that you are, as Alex requested, efficient and effective. I respect those values. Good luck, Alex. Listeners, if you've got a question, sidehustleschool.com/questions. We'll continue to feature them each week along with updates from listeners as they launch their projects. I'm so excited to see so many of our listeners taking big steps, and I hope to hear many happy reports. All right, that's all for today. Thank you again. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.